So thank you so much for joining me. I wanted to just give a framework for how these messages and guided meditation / self-reflection experiences came about. And many of you know that I've been very drawn to study more about Mary Magdalene, whom I refer to as my beloved Maggie. And I don't see myself as someone who's channeling really anything, but someone who, perhaps like yourself, just has a strong desire to experience peace and happiness in my daily life and share that with my family and friends and clients and the whole universe, the whole world, to be a bearer of light. And so Mary Magdalene to me represents a wise guide, a trusted companion, like a sister, an elder sister, who is wise and loving and can help me where I am facing the challenges that come up for me. So I feel during these times, which can seem very extreme, yet sometimes they can be very reminiscent of perhaps other historical times, or perhaps challenges that other people in the world have always faced. And we right now, in this setting of the corona experience and lockdown and all of this, may find distressing. And so when we're facing what seem to be outward challenges, there's always what's going on within. And sometimes there's an inner storm in addition to the outer storm, or as we really go deeper, we realize that the inner and the outer are really one. So I was seeking to work with the teachings of Mary Magdalene to not do a spiritual bypass, which is when we have some intellectual knowledge of profound teachings, which are so beautiful and sound so lovely, such as, this is all a dream, it's all an illusion, it's not real, we are all one, which all sound so beautiful and are true at the highest level. But in this field of duality, in this field where we are experiencing separation, how do we come to an authentic experience of peace and happiness? And so I find that I cannot just affirm my way. I just can't say, all is well, all is well, I am happy, all is well. I really can't do that without also looking at what is flushed up into awareness, all the obstacles to peace and happiness. So the process seems to be for me, again and again, of going through the darkness into the light, through the darkness into the light, releasing, releasing, allowing, and then coming up for air and somehow experiencing the peace and happiness, and then something else will come up. And Mary Magdalene has helped me to see that nothing is ever wrong. There's never a judgment that is being put upon me for feeling a certain way or experiencing something in my life, that I am never to blame for how things play outwardly. But she always offers me the opportunity to change how I see what is happening. And that has been so helpful. And so the messages that are coming through are just whatever I am receiving from her. And I see her as my own deepest wisdom. And a way to move through this. And be able to then even laugh at all the ways I seem to hold myself back from experiencing the peace and happiness with which and which is here for me in each moment. So thank you for joining me on this journey. And my sincere desire is that I be truly helpful and that these messages serve your growth, opening, healing, and expansion. Blessings. Namaste.